following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
An early happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. And be thankful if you still have your father with you, which I do not. But happy Father's Day to all of you out there. Not going to be a horrible Father's Day weekend. Tomorrow looks really good. Chance of rain maybe on Sunday. As always, my family asks, what do you want to do for Father's Day? It's looking like the weather might be a little iffy. So you know what I'm actually thinking? I'm thinking maybe taking in the Tom Cruise movie, The Edge of Tomorrow. It's kind of the sci-fi Groundhog Day thing where he's reliving the same day. There's an alien invasion. I don't remember all the details, but the critics tended to like it. The teen flick, The Fault in Our Stars, based on the book of the same name, is dominating the box office. Jason says it's going to be bad because critics liked it. Really? Critics like Schindler's List? How did that turn out? Critics like Saving Private Ryan? Critics, what's another one that guy? Now, that's happened to be two Spielberg movies. And with a Spielberg movie, it is hard to go wrong. I will grant you that. You're right, though. Critics do tend to like things where, you know, that would be an interesting study. How often is something critically acclaimed and bombs at the box office? Critics did not like Titanic. In fact, well, but it was a big hit. It doesn't stand up well to rewatching. But I liked it the first time I saw it. You know why that was a winner, don't you? And this is what critics missed about that. It's a disaster movie wrapped up in a chick flick. That's what it is. It's a chick flick with disaster movie elements. I just thought it was heavily padded. And when I watch it now, a friend says, I was rooting for the iceberg. Well, then you got your way. The iceberg won. That is how that worked out. Jason says it's based on real events. How can you be excited about a movie you know how it ends? Well, yeah, but Jack and Rose weren't real. And they got the lake in Wisconsin wrong. It's a man-made lake that wasn't there in 1912. Gets a lot of crap for that. Now, it looks like my kind of movie. Otherwise, I never know what I want to do. I mean, I just, let me sleep in, let me read the paper, let me, you know, if this was going to be nice out, I'm happy to just sit in my own backyard. Saturday, we've got all sorts of stuff to do. Saturday looks like the nice day. You don't care about my weekend. Let's get on. I hope you have a fabulous weekend. Happy Father's Day again if you are a dad. And do something nice for Dad, would you? In fact, we're going to have a topic about a dad. Your alma mater's in the news again, except this doesn't have a lot to do, Jason, with Whitewater per se. But it's a fascinating topic, and we'll get your thoughts on that. All right, J.B. Van Hollen is being painted a caveman by the media because yesterday he said, look, it is not legal to issue same-sex marriage license in Wisconsin, and it's possible that you, as a county clerk, could be prosecuted for it. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did a scathing editorial ripping Van Hollen for suggesting that clerks could be charged. Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen said yesterday, same-sex couples who have wed in recent days are not married in the eyes of the law, and the county clerks issuing marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples could be prosecuted. Three DAs running for attorney general, two Democrats and a Republican, said they would not issue charges against clerks in their area. A Democratic state representative running to succeed Van Hollen also criticized the idea. The Republican attorney general said he did not believe same-sex couples could be prosecuted, but that county clerks risked charges. Now, I said after this ruling that, look, I said on Monday, the ruling was on Friday, the debate is over, and I get that. However, Wisconsin's law defining marriage has not been changed or struck down by a court. There is still a law in place. That means the local clerks issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples are actually violating the law. J.B. Van Hollen is the top law enforcement officer in Wisconsin. What is he supposed to do? Based on what Judge Barbara Crabb did, this is still illegal. Crabb's decision to invalidate the state's constitutional definition of marriage did not change state law. And the judge refused to require clerks or even approve clerks to issue same-sex marriage licenses. She just didn't stop it. She actually, Barbara Crabb really is responsible for this mess. And there are Republican elected clerks who are taking criticism for jumping on this bandwagon. One that's getting a lot of heat from Milwaukee Talk Radio is Waukesha County Clerk Kathleen Novak. There's one of the offices issuing marriage licenses as fast as possible to any and all comers. We want to make sure they're cautioned to a certain degree that they may have some legal issues ahead of them, but we decided, well, let's just say that we have a lot of happy people here. How those licenses will be treated in the future remains a legal uncertainty. But what is certain, writes Right Wisconsin, is that Wisconsin state law makes it a crime to issue a marriage license contrary to the conditions and definitions established in statute. With ample warnings from the Attorney General's office, clerks hastily issuing marriage licenses in the absence of a court order invalidating the state law, which does not exist, are in violation of current law and are opening themselves up to a hefty penalty. What is he supposed to do? What is he supposed to do? He's the Attorney General. This is still illegal. I don't think any clerk is going to be prosecuted. I don't think any DA is going to have the stones to do it. I've been critical of J.B. Van Hollen on a number of things over the years. He's right about this. I understand that for all intents and purposes, the debate is over. I get that. And we've lost. I get that. But he still has he's a constitutional officer. He still has a responsibility to do that. It is the clerks who are in the wrong here. Her ruling is murky, but it's clear enough to understand it did not overturn state law. Here's what else is murky. This has become all of this uncertainty has become problematic for elected officials or those who would seek public office on both sides of the aisle. Dan Bice caught up with Scott Walker and tried to pin Scott Walker down. What is your position these days on gay marriage? Of course, Walker has been a traditional proponent. I should say a rock-solid proponent, as Dan Bice puts it, of traditional marriage between one man and one woman. He opposed, as Milwaukee County executive, efforts to provide health care benefits to gay partners. In 2010, he campaigned for governor as a supporter of traditional marriage. He also opposed a law that allowed gay couples to register with counties to get certain benefits, such as hospital visitation rights. My position has been clear, Walker said Thursday. Indeed, it was, writes Bice, but that's no longer the case. During a 12-minute news conference at a muddy and messy groundbreaking event in Oak Creek, the first-term Republican governor argued that his position on same-sex marriage is no longer relevant. It really doesn't matter what I think now, Walker said at one point. It's in the Constitution, and it's out of his hands, he suggested. If the people voted to change something in the state's Constitution, I think it's right for the state's Attorney General to uphold the Constitution, Walker said. without explicitly stating whether he agreed with the idea of prosecuting county clerks. Ultimately, he argued the matter can be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. The state will follow that ruling. But where is Walker on the issue now? He's up for re-election in just 5 months, and he is considering a presidential bid in 2016. I don't comment on everything out there, he responded. Vice writes, except he usually does, especially on a hot-button issue like this one. Walker bristled when it was suggested he was refusing to answer the question. You can print whatever you want, but I did not decline comment, he said. Okay, let's try one more time. Is the governor, like some other conservatives, rethinking his position on same-sex marriage? No, Walker said. I'm just not stating one at all. He feels it's politically problematic to take a position. If he says he's changed his mind and he supports gay marriage, he's going to hack off the conservative base. If he says he still opposes same-sex marriage, it's going to be problematic for him in November. So what should he do? What should he do? I'll tell you in 5 minutes what I think he should do. By the way, he's not the only one caught up in this. Wait till you hear what happened to Hillary Clinton. And it was a national public radio reporter that got her all hacked off on this. It's 9:17.
The Jerry Bader Show.